Hi, I'm John. I'm a sinner. God and I are working on this together. In this community, the worse your story, the warmer your welcome. And I want to talk to you today about how to change a diaper. But it's going to take a little while to get there and to explain. You may not have any infants in your life. You're still going to want to listen to this. I want to begin because here, the worse your story, the warmer your welcome, by inviting you. We're wrapping up this whole series, and it has been intensely meaningful. On March 19th, 7 o'clock Pacific time, I want to invite you to the Celebration of Personal Inadequacy. We're going to go live, and if you're able to make it live, this is only for people who are inadequate, who have experienced powerlessness or unmanageability. I'm going to invite you in the chat to tell your story. You might say, I'm powerless over, or I need help with, and it could be a substance, could be a behavior, it could be I'm an aholic, approval-aholic, or a workaholic. When we meet each other on the grounds of our need for God, raw, open honesty, power flows in a way that it doesn't when we show up thinking that we've got everything all wired. So we're going to wrap this series up, go live March 19th, 7 o'clock Pacific time, put it in the chat. We're going to celebrate personal inadequacy because the recognition and public confession of personal inadequacy is a spiritual achievement that needs to be ritualized and celebrated. And we're learning that together. Now, as I'm just reviewing the 12 steps and what I value about them, what I want to talk about today is from step 12, the very, very end of the 12 steps. It says, having experienced a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, carried the message to others, and then we sought to put them into practice in all our affairs. And that's what I want to talk about for a few moments, and we're going to get to the diaper thing in a minute. We put them into practice in all our affairs. Now, what does that leave out? Well, it leaves out nothing. And once again, we have here simply an echo of the New Testament invitation to, as Paul says in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything. Now, that's all your affairs. In the name of Jesus, in his character, that's precisely what working the steps are about. So this is just echoing what Paul understood 2,000 years ago. And in the little book, 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, it describes it this way, including stuff like changing a diaper. Can we practice these principles in all our affairs? Can we find a new joy of living and trying to do something about all these things? How should we come to terms with seeming failure or success? Can we now accept and adjust to either without despair or pride? Can we accept poverty, sickness, loneliness, and bereavement with courage and serenity? This is very fresh and poignant for me. Nancy and I just found out this morning about the death of a good friend, the spouse of a very dear friend of Nance, and how do you walk through life when there's grief and bereavement, and it will come to all of us? Can we steadfastly content ourselves with the humbler yet more durable satisfaction when the brighter, more glittering achievements are denied us? The answer to these questions is yes. All these things are possible. We know this because we see monotony, pain, even calamity turn to good use by those who are trying to practice the 12 steps. Of course, we all fall far short. Our troubles often begin, this is so interesting, with indifference. Now, indifference is an ancient human problem. It's one of the seven deadly sins. There is sometimes called sloth. It's much deeper than what we think of as laziness. The old monks who went into the desert called it the noonday demon. It's the temptation to think that nothing matters and my life is meaningless. This is quite fascinating to me. There was an article in a journal, Communications Psychology, by an author named Katie Tan. And the title of it is, People Are Increasingly Bored in Our Digital Age. Boredom is defined as an aversive state of wanting to but being unable to engage in satisfying activity. It's triggered by a gap between how engaged you want to be and how engaged you actually are. The author goes on to say, it actually serves an important function. It can inform people that their current situation lacks meaning and fulfillment. The philosopher Martin Heidegger distinguished between situational boredom. You're at a dinner sitting next to an introvert that's just boring. That would be me. But you know that's temporary, as opposed to a sense that life is meaningless, that it's just imploding. And one of the great paradoxical gifts of the 12 steps and of wrestling with an addiction with personal inadequacy is that when I discover God and God delivers me from what my life would have otherwise been, my time is already in the pawn shop of lost souls. And when I find there is God and there is forgiveness and there is the possibility of freedom and newness of life, then I am also given a purpose. That's the 12th step, to carry the message to others. That's why so often people that have an addiction and discover the 12 steps are grateful they have an addiction, because they find a meaning and purpose that if they weren't quote-unquote addicted, they never would have found. That's why my friend Bob said to me, I predict before long, as you're studying the 12 steps, you will be jealous that you don't have an addiction. So now, is it possible for you this day to do everything in word or deed, whatever you do, all of it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? What about what looks like drudgery? What looks routine, insignificant, the small things? That journal article in Communication Psychology notes the paradox. It's never been easier for us to stimulate our attention. You just pick up a screen. But that very fact has caused us to wrestle with boredom more deeply than any age before. Eugene Peterson writes about how in the ancient world, ancient Greeks did not actually have a word for boredom. And engagement in social media tends to, there's exceptions, but overall, increased usage tends to produce more bored people. It's a study that showed that from 2009 to 2020, boredom is increasing. And what happens is our capacity to mobilize, to focus attention, gets weakened when we outsource it. We experience divided attention. And our sense of the meaningfulness of life, the task from one moment to the next, actually goes down because we see these pictures or hear messages of people doing things that seem to be way more exciting or way more meaningful than us. And then there grows this gap between the excitement, stimulation that I want to experience and what I actually do in real incarnate life. So, how do you change a diaper? In Jesus' name. Somebody, I don't know who it was, might have been you, sent me a little book called Every Moment Holy. And it's by a very gifted writer by the name of Douglas Kane McKelvey. And it's got a lot of liturgies. And this particular one is a liturgy for changing diapers. And there's wonderful artwork in it. You might be able to see it there. Now, no baby ever lays that still when they're having their diaper changed. I used to change diapers, then for quite a few years I wasn't. Now I'm back still changing diapers. But I know that that will end soon. How do you do that? And of course, it's not just about changing diapers. You understand this is as you approach whatever you think is monotonous and meaningless and small and beneath you, and you're tempted to think, what does it matter? And why should I give this my best? No. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Our time is in the pawn shop of lost souls, and we miss the kingdom and its presence in this moment right here when I'm talking to you. Heavenly Father, in such menial moments as this, the changing of a diaper, I would remember this truth. My unseen labors are not lost, for it is these repeated acts of small sacrifice that, like bright ragged patches, are slowly being sewn into a quilt of loving kindness that swaddles this child. I am not just changing a diaper, not just writing an email, not just fixing a meal, not just leading a meeting, whatever it is. By love and service, I am tending a budding heart that, rooted in such grace-filled devotion, might one day be more readily inclined to bow to your compassionate conviction, knowing itself then as both a receptacle and a reservoir of heavenly grace. So this little act of diapering, though in form sometimes felt as base drudgery, might be better described as one of 10,000 acts by which I am actively creating a culture of compassionate service and selfless love to shape the life of this family and this beloved child. You are a culture shaper, whether you want to be or not, for better or for worse, and so am I. Sought to put this into practice in all our affairs, whatever you do in word or deed. So take this unremarkable act of necessary service, O Christ, and in your economy let it be multiplied into that greater outworking of worship and of faith, a true investment in the incremental advance of your kingdom across generations. Open my eyes that I might see this act for what it is from the fixed vantage of eternity, O Lord. How the changing of a diaper might sit upstream of the changing of a heart. How the changing of a heart might sit upstream of the changing of the world. Amen. That's how to change a diaper. Keep coming back. Be with us on March 19th for the glorious celebration of personal inadequacy. I love you. Don't miss this day. Don't miss it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you could pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time. And a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.